Dear Heavenly Father, we just thank you for your love, and we thank you for your direction. We thank you that you care for us more than we can ever imagine. And so, Lord, we look back on this last year. We thank you for this year, that you did a mighty work and that you've taught us all many things, and that, Lord, that truly we've seen your hand move. And God, just the good and the bad, we know that you're in control of all things. So we give and praise to you for who you are, and we look forward to this coming year, and we ask your protection for all those who are traveling, Lord, and just to be an encouragement to them. And also, Lord, we pray you'd speak to us this morning, that we could be encouraged by you, and that we thank you for your word, and we thank you we can look in and see your deep truths and just have an encouragement because of who you are. So I pray you'd anoint me. I just speak words of the Spirit, and I pray you each open each heart that they could receive of the Spirit. So we give you thanks in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. So here's a good title for 2019. Amen? Build on the rock. Build on a rock. We're going to be looking at Luke chapter 6, verse 46 through 49. I'm going to read the whole thing through before we kind of go through it verse by verse. But as we look at this, and we, in all of our lives, as we come forward, you know, a lot of stuff comes at us, and the Lord is so good by giving us the Scripture, by speaking to us, and by showing us things of His truth. And here is a challenge. Here's a good challenge, I think, especially a good challenge anytime. But I think it's a good challenge for going into 2019 for the whole year. And by the way, it's just interesting that I didn't look this verse up for this Sunday's message. This has just happened to be where we are. We're going through the book of Luke, and so this is the verse coming up. And I thought, well, this is a divine appointment. This is a good verse that the Lord would have coming into this year. So what I want to do is to read this section of Scripture about building upon a rock and what the Lord has to say. And so as we've looked at the Lord, as God is, Luke has done the investigation. This is an investigative account, and he's presenting how Jesus' history, and he's presenting it to us in an orderly fashion. In fact, that's what he says, in an orderly fashion, so we can understand. And so Jesus has really now has manifest himself and who he is, and he has just finished a very strong element of his teaching ministry now. And so he has people's attention. He's kind of giving this kind of closing of this teaching sermon, and this is how he closes it. All right, this is how he closes it. So Jesus said, all the people are paying attention to him. We're paying attention to him. And so he says to us, in Luke 6, 46, he says this, "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I tell you? Everyone who comes to me and hears my words and does them, I will show you what he is like. He is like a man building a house who dug deep and laid a foundation on a rock. And when a flood arose, the stream broke against the house and could not shake it because it had been well built. But the one who hears and does not do them is like a man who built a house on the ground without a foundation. When the stream broke against it, immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great." Ruin of that. So, great scripture as we go into 2019, all right, looking at this. And what we see Jesus saying in the first verse, what we see Jesus saying in the first verse is to live up to what our mouth is proclaiming, all right? That's just what he's saying. Live up to what you're saying, you know. And we look at this verse in Luke 6:46 up here. And this is how he says it. "Why do you call me Lord, Lord, and do not do what I tell you?" Okay? He says, don't call me Lord, Lord, unless you do what I tell you. So, Jesus is saying, he's saying to us, why would you say, in a way, I believe in Jesus? Why would you say, I believe in Jesus, and then not do what Jesus says? So, Jesus is very interesting. As you see him, he had absolute, total compassion and mercy on sinners. Just compassion and mercy on them. But he had absolutely no tolerance whatsoever for hypocrites, all right? And so a definition of a hypocrite, all right, is a person who says something and does something else. See, that's one good thing a lot. Sinners, okay, they're just in it, all right? You know, their life and stuff is just reflected. This is who I am. They're a sinner. You know, they're not even pulling any punches about it. And Jesus wants to share the good news and show them the hope that they have in him. Show the forgiveness they have in him. But what he couldn't tolerate was, oh, I love you, Lord. And then you don't do anything he says. Or I believe this about the Lord. And then you do something totally different. And so what he did, he said, That was appalling to him. And so what Jesus is saying, and this shouldn't be a big shock, what Jesus is saying is our actions are evidence of what we really believe. Amen? He says, you show me what you believe by what you do. Now again, this is a relationship with him and what he's showing us. And it's so easy to kind of lock this up and get it over into the law. Okay, here are the 10 things you got to do, and I'll do this. Okay, I'm pleasing Jesus. No, that's not what he's talking about. He says you're having a relationship with Jesus. Jesus has manifested himself to you. He's teaching you different things, and you're seeking him with your heart. That's what he's saying. He's not talking about a following series of rules. He's talking about a connection with someone because of relationship. Amen? See, that's the important. You can always kind of, those of you who are married, use your spouse like that, okay? Say, I love my spouse. How do you do? Because I do this and this and this. See, I love you. Somehow they don't feel loved. You ever know what I'm saying? No, but when the action or heart felt that you have a spiritual connection and therefore it motivates an action, you say, that's good, you know, because there's a love connection, not just following rules, as a love connection because of relationship. So there's a difference. So that's what Jesus is saying. And he is communicating to this that he wants. Your actions are the evidence of what you believe, of what you believe. So here in 2019, we need to pay attention to what Jesus says and build on a rock. Now, I want to share something again as we go here. This is not a set of rules, all right? To say, here, you do this, and then built on the rock, and Jesus is going to take care of you. It's not. It's a relationship, and you are moved by that relationship to do what God shows you individually. Amen? Like, what if I said, read your Bible? So, okay, I'm going to read the Bible because Wallace said so. That's not what it's talking about. But if I want to know more about God, I want to know about the love of God, I want to know about Christ, and I have a desire to read the Scriptures, and therefore I read the Scriptures, that's what he wants you to do. There's a difference. Amen? Difference. So this is what he's saying in this section. Now, so let's read Luke 6:47, and he tells us, he goes in specifically, to the people, he wants them to understand and give them examples of what that is, all right, to build on a rock. He's given us an example of the necessity to build on a rock. Now again, here's Jesus, and it's important to know, Jesus has been manifest. These people, he's come in and they said, this guy is doing a lot of things. Of course, we know he's the Christ, the Son of God, and he's done miracles, and now he has this group of people, and he has preached this long sermon, this long teaching to them. And he says, now listen, everyone, this is Luke 6:47. Now I have this verse broken up in two verses broken up so we can get it all up there just so you can see it. Everyone who comes to me and hears my words, you've heard Jesus. And I want to just kind of, you heard Jesus. It's not like you heard Wallace. Okay, you heard Jesus. Maybe I said something and God stirred in your heart that from the word that Jesus is speaking to you. So when everyone who comes to me and hears my words and does them. So you have to hear something from Jesus and then do what he showed you. You have to hear something and you do what he shows you. So everyone who comes to me and hears my words and does them, I will show you what he or she is like. When a person does that, have that relationship, I'm hearing from the Lord, and I'm going to do what God shows me. I'm going to show you what he is like. Verse 48 says like this, he is like a man or woman building a house who dug deep and laid a foundation on a rock. That's what he's like. Now look at the next part of this verse. And when the flood arose, the stream broke against. Now look that up. The stream broke against. That means beat violently. Okay? This wasn't just, you know, a little irritation. No, the storm came, the flood arose, and the stream broke against. It beat vehemently against that house that's built on the rock and could not shake it because it was well built. Now, who's this? Those are the ones who come to Jesus and hear what he says and does them. Now, building upon the rock. What is building upon the rock? You're building on a foundation of Christ. That would be, I mean, I'm just pulling things out. God's moving in your heart. You read the Bible. You're praying. I mean, why do you pray? Because somebody told you to pray. It's like, oh, no, dear God, I need help this morning. I want you to speak to me, God. I got these things coming. But you have a relationship. There's someone you're connecting with. See, so that's building upon the rock. Say, reading Bible, seeking God, trying to understand what God's doing, listening to God. But then in that, then you do what God shows you. You do what God, if there's no doing, that's not a faith. Doing what God shows you, then you start acting out on that. You start doing. By building a house on this foundation, we withstand any violent storm the world can throw against us. Any violent storm. Why? Because we read our Bible? Because we pray? No. It's because we're seeking God, hearing from him, and understanding him, and then we act on that, and we're building on a rock. Because we may be going totally counter to the world, but we know it's the thing to do because it's what God's showing us, and the reason we're doing it, and the reason we have steadfast is because this is what God shows us. So we're standing on that in this storm, and God says, your house will stand strong because I'm going to make it strong because it's on the rock. It's on this rock. It's on the rock. And it is well built because you have built it, the things of Christ. Amen? That's what he's saying. So, now, I need to add something here. This is really important. I mean, this is tremendously important. I may even get an amen out of this one, all right? Because it doesn't say if the storm comes. It doesn't say if. It says when the storm comes. Well, I'm going to come to know Jesus, and I'm going to serve him. I'm going to have a wonderful life, and everything's just going to work out fine. Now, you may believe that for like 30 minutes, you know, or maybe, you know, God will give you grace and you'll go a while. But that's not what's going to happen because the storm is going to come. The storm is going to come. And this is something that works deep in my heart because I believe that, you know, if it's just a superficial understanding of the word, a superficial understanding of God, just a superficial walk with Christ, the storm's going to come and you're going to fold. The people are going to fold if they don't have a foundation, if they don't have meat, if they don't have a connection. They're going to fold and the storm will come. It will come. And that's why this is so necessary, that when you walk with someone in their relationship with the Lord, or your own relationship with the Lord, you have to understand the storm is going to come. And the storm isn't going to come because you did something bad. The storm's going to come because you live in this world. All right? And this world is anti-Christ, anti-Christian, and it will come to you, and the only way you can stand strong if you're on a rock. And he says, build this house on the rock. And those are the, and Jesus says, those are the people who come to me, hear me, and do what I say. So this is huge. This is huge. And again, the storms are going to come. The storms are going to come. Now, so we know that our house that we built will be tested. It's going to be tested. And that's not a bad thing, okay? But it will be tested. Now, also, we need to understand, too, granted, there are earthly rewards for standing up against the wisdom of the world and the wiles of Satan himself. There's earthly rewards. God blesses us and provides for us, and he answers our prayers, and he moves into our lives, and he protects us in this world. He protects us in this evil world as we go forward, and we stand on that rock, and that's what we're trusting. And he, all through Scripture, he tells us about that. And that's important, okay? That's important. That's the hope we have with our families and our jobs and everything. We trust the Lord and we walk with him because he is working with us in every situation. And he does provide in powerful ways. Amen? But sometimes stuff just goes wrong, no matter what we do. Have you ever seen somebody you thought, man, that just greatest people, but they love the world, and it look, they love the Lord. This is the greatest people in the world, and they love the Lord, and it looks like all hell is breaking out against them. You ever seen that? Yeah, most believers. You go, I don't understand. Everything is just breaking out against them. Why? See? Well, the why is because the world is coming at them. The evil is coming at them, and they have to stand strong on the one thing that is solid, and that one thing is going to be Christ. And so God is looking at the individuals are needing to persevere through any storm. And no matter how devastating the circumstances, God's people who hear Christ and do what he says, they're going to stand on that rock no matter what happens, okay? And you think, how in the world can they do it because everything's falling apart around them? It's because of the foundation. Amen? And this is all through Scripture. It's foundation. And there's even scriptures in the Old Testament, and it's like, oh gosh, you got to be kidding me. And it says you're standing on the foundation, and the storm comes and blows everything away but the foundation. And then what happens? Nobody can see you but the foundation. It's you and Jesus. And God goes, that's my witness. See, that's the witness, God said, and that's who I am. And those things happen. And it's important to know that, or something will happen, we think, oh, this is, we've done something wrong, God has forsaken me. When God hasn't forsaken you at all, what God is doing is giving you strength through perseverance, and he's making you a witness to him about the love he has for you and your steadfast conviction for him. Now, I don't know if you're going to say amen on that or not. Amen? But that's what happened. And it's going to happen. This is the whole thing about it. Okay, I hope I slip out of this one. Listen, I'm 70 years old. You ain't slipping out of it. It's going to happen. It's just going to happen. And so you want to be able to, okay, this is what God's doing, and you stand strong. And your hope is in Christ. Your hope is in what he's going to do. Not the circumstances, because they have just been devastated. All you have left is Jesus. You think God thinks that's a bad thing? No, see? From his eyes, you see that. So we have an understand that. But to do that, we have to have an eternal view. Eternal view. Christians have to have an eternal view. So often we just have a physical, temporal view. Now that's true. He does bless us and he tells us this. But if we don't have an eternal view, we can't persevere through the bad times. All right. Through the bad times. So you have to have an eternal view. Now, just to help us in this, and what's important to share this with, because nobody's exempt. Nobody's exempt. So you can be encouraged when hard times come to stand strong because you know God will take care of you through this. And that's our hope, is in Christ. Amen? And so that's what he's showing us. Now look at this verse. And I'm going to do this whole section, but for time I didn't do it. But look at 1 Corinthians 3:13. And what he's going to do, everybody is building their house. Everybody's building their house, all right? So they're building their house. But some are building on a rock and some are not. And he says, you know, you're going to find out if you built your house on a rock or not. And it's going to be evident if anybody else has built their house on a rock or not. Look what it says in 1 Corinthians 3:13. And it says this, each one's work will become manifest. It'll become known. So you're building a house. You're not telling anybody about this house you're building. They're just doing it, you know, whatever you think. But each one's work will become manifest, for the day will disclose it. Now here the day is when you go before the Lord. It's going like, hey, I know what you was doing the whole time. See, each one's work will become manifest, for the day will disclose it, because it will be revealed by fire. Oh my. It's going to, the Lord in the day will reveal it, because it's going to be revealed by fire. The fire will test what sort of work each one has done. Now what that means is you're going to come in and you're going to have all the things you've done on this earth, and you're going to be on this foundation, and the fire's going to come, and the only thing that remains is what doesn't burn up. Everything you've done, okay, the only thing that remains is what doesn't burn up. I mean, I just have this picture sometimes, you know, I'm just standing there, it's like everything, I'm just there in my underwear. It's like, okay, God. You know, everything burn up. You know, it's like, but God is trying to tell us something. It makes a difference what we do here. But it's going to be manifest, and it's going to be manifest by fire. What burns up doesn't go with us. What burns up doesn't go with us. Now, as we stop and we think about this, what is the Lord asking of us? What is he asking of us? We're building on this foundation. We're hearing the Lord, and we're building on this foundation. Well, our strength and foundation is our, from our point of view, is our faith. It's our faith. Like you're just hearing me share some stuff, okay? The Bible is telling you things. God is telling you things. All right? So God speaking is telling us things. And each of us, as we go before the Lord, there's certain things he prompts us to. There's certain things there's certain things he speaks to us. There's certain things we see and we know for us personally. Okay? And so we do that and he said, God, I know this is what you're showing. I know this is true. And see, our strength and foundation is our faith. What do we really believe that he told us? Look at Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1. Now faith. Now what faith is? Now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, and the conviction of things not seen. Now what's important here is in the storm. We're here on the foundation. Our house is built on a rock, and all hell breaks loose on us in this world, and that's what we see. That's what we see. Don't we see it? We see it. And we see it. But what we don't see, but what we hope for, and our conviction is in what God told us. God, I'm yours. You're going to bring me through this. I have to focus on you. I need to persevere. I need to be steadfast. God, you love me. I know I'm your child, and we hold steadfast. What do we see? We see what he told us. See, faith is assurance of things hoped for, the conviction of things not seen. You don't think you need to be on a rock for that? See, if you're not on the rock, you say, hey, this is a bunch of nonsense. No, this is not working out. I mean, I hear all this, you know, Christianese stuff. This ain't working. No. But when it's conviction in our heart, we stand and we hold on to what God shows us, no matter what's happening around us. See, our strength is our faith. What's the assurance in each of us that we hope for? What is our conviction of things not seen? I joke with believers. Like I said, are you going to heaven when you die? Amen. How do you know? You see it? Do you see this? How do you know? It's an assurance of things hoped for. It's a conviction of things not seen. Well, if you know you're going to heaven, you ought to put a little application in between. Amen? Well, I don't believe nothing he says now then. Well, how do you know you're going to heaven then? Is there any conviction? Is there any assurance? Well, yeah. Well, then there should be some assurance and conviction of what's going on today. Amen? I mean, it stands to reason. I mean, I don't know how you can just be totally assured you're going to heaven and not believe God's going to do anything today. You know? I mean, I'm going to have an assurance in God today and for heaven. And it's things not seen, but things will that come to pass. They come to pass. So our faith is so important. So Jesus, I don't want to get this confused, Jesus is our foundation and our faith. Amen? Can't save ourselves. We can't do anything to save ourselves. We believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. He paid the penalty for our sins, and we are forgiven. We do nothing, right? I know that's true, and that is my conviction. Amen? Each believer, that is your conviction. There's nothing you do on top of that. You don't earn that. He did everything. In fact, if you try to work it out, that becomes like heresy. No, you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. Your penalties are paid. You are totally forgiven because you trust in Him and you have an assurance for heaven. You have a conviction. Do you see it? No. It's faith based on what Jesus has shown you. And therefore, when you build your house on the rock, you live in that same faith. And you do certain things, and you see the outcome just like God said, but then sometimes you see this horrendous storm coming and vehemently tearing your house to pieces, and you say, no, I believe, I trust in Christ. It's just me and Christ. That's what it's saying, because you're on a rock. You're on a rock, see? So salvation is free. However, here's a however. There are rewards for building on this rock while we're on earth. There really are rewards for what we do in this world. God tells us that they are rewards. I had someone tell me, he says, well, I don't think that's right to think that God would reward you for what you do. I said, well, I don't know. You know, it just says it. You know, and that's me. It just says it, and I just leave it to Him, you know. And I'd like to have a couple, you know. But it's like, so there's what we do here, there is rewards. There's an eternal reward. In fact, in the verse, 1 Corinthians 3:14, it says this. 1 Corinthians 3:14. If the work that anyone has built on the foundation, okay, if the work that anyone has built on the foundation survives, he will receive reward. Now remember what happened. How did we get here? In the verse before in 1 Corinthians 3:13, it says, you stand there and your work's going to be tested by fire. And he says, that what one done burden up goes with you. And so we have here, if the work anyone has built on the foundation survives the fire, he receives a reward. So if he doesn't burn up, he says, well, I get a reward based on what I did here, based on what I did with my life here. Now, going to heaven by trusting in Christ, but there is rewards based on how we carry out our life on this earth. It says so right here. We don't work for our salvation, do we? No, it is given. And that is the foundation. We don't work for our salvation. And that's the foundation. We trust Christ. We trust Christ. But while we're here, there's rewards. There's rewards for the work, for the actions we carry out on this earth. So we stand strong and persevere through earthly storms because we know there's a future reward. I mean, we're here and our house is falling apart and sit there and we're standing on the foundation and the storms are coming. I said, I know of a home in heaven and I know the Lord is going to reward me. I know He's going to take care of me for standing strong in this situation. That's not salvation. That's just standing strong after salvation. Amen? I know. That's faith saying, I know. How do we know? Because God just told me. He just told me there's a reward. Now, amen. So we're going on the foundation. And that's the reason it's important to know the Bible. It's important to spend time with the Lord. It's important to grow in the Lord because you're going to have storms. And it helps you to understand what God's doing so you can put your arms around it. So when these storms come, you can persevere and stand strong, trusting in Him. Amen. Amen. Now, what about these other folk? How about the person? And we're not judgmental. We're just saying facts, just trying to understand the facts. And we're just saying, I love Jesus. Jesus is the greatest thing in my life, you know. But they don't read your Bible. They don't pray. They're not seeking after God. They don't seem interested in God. They're just going through life just humming along, doing the stuff everybody else does, you know. But see, I love Jesus. You know, I'm free. I can do anything I want to, which is actually true. You're still going to go to heaven. And so they're just trucking along. But you just, you know, it's like, hey, we're going to stay after church and clean up. They ain't helping. They ain't no way. You know, God bless you, but, you know, I got something else to do. And that's just, I'm being a little facetious. But what happens, their life is just one of self-fulfillment. And they're not, and you look and you think, they just don't act interested in the Lord. What about those folks? You know, God tells, and what about us? You know, I love Jesus, and, you know, I don't have to do anything. I'm just going to slide through life. Well, I think that's possible, but look what God has to say about this. In Luke 6:49, but, what I like about but, and I start to circle it, that word is in the original, okay, language, but it means a contrast, all right? So, but, everything we just talked about, okay? But here's a contrast to everything we just talked about. Luke 6:49. But the one who hears, okay, it hears. These people know something. They've heard something. But the one who hears and does not do them is like a man who built his house on a ground without foundation. And you know, any builders here, you can build a house on anything. And they have to have a foundation. You just build it up and you can make a nice house, all right? So the one who hears and does not do them is like the man who built his house on ground without a foundation. And it's, and you know, the thing, the analogy goes good. Hey, I'm going to build this house. You put it up here and say, hey, man, you know, you should put some stuff. You know, so you should lay some foundation. You should have a cornerstone here. You kind of, this is fine. This house is just fine. You know, and it actually looks as good as this other guy's house. It really does, okay? And he said, you don't have to worry that. Besides, that costs a lot more money. And so, no, I'm just going to build this house. It looks as good as you, but there's no foundation. So again, but the one who hears and does not do them is like the man or woman who built a house on the ground without a foundation. Next part of the verse show up here, broken it up. When the storm broke, And beat vehemently. So when the storm broke against and beat vehemently against the house, immediately. Now that word's there too, okay, in the real. Immediately. And it immediately means instantly on the spot. That kind of means there wasn't like a deterioration. You know, in your house, you know, you keep it 10 years and you go, what? There's chips around the edge. You got to paint this stuff and there's all things you got to clean. Isn't that what this is talking about? It's instantly on the spot. Instantly. So when the stream broke against it, beat vehemently, the flood came immediately, instantly on the spot, it fell. And the ruin of that house was great. Now, one thing, the note here, we want to note here. It said, when the storm comes, not if the storm comes. So you think, well, you know, this person just staying along and God will never do nothing to them. They never have any problems. No. Just wait. It's going to happen. Same storm. Same storm is coming, you know. And what depends, you're going to get the same storm. But the only difference is what foundation you're standing on. Because the storm's coming. It is coming. And therefore, without Christ put into the equation of this foundation we are building, everything ends up in rubble. See, that's what the Lord is telling us. You know, again, I mean, I never thought I'd say this, but it's like, I'm 70. I can't believe it. That's not right. It's just not. You know, I thought I'd be 30 forever. I mean, I just did. You know, that 21 forever, that store, that, you know, I never thought that, but I thought I'd be 30 forever. You know, I just, and then all of a sudden I'm not. And these bad people are starting telling me I'm not. You know, so it's real obvious they're not. And it's like, oh my God. But what happens at 70, you start looking and you see things and decisions in life coming, and you're seeing the end of people's lives coming through. And what, and unfortunately, what you're seeing is a lot of rubble. And it's like, and it's the house is built up, and what's shocking, it crumbles. It's immediate. And you're just like, oh my gosh. And then you go and you're trying to help pick up, but it's rubble. It's absolutely rubble. And it's a little frightening. It's a little frightening to see because the storms come. The storm. And after the house is built and you're looking out the window and the storm's coming, you can't hardly redo what's done, you know? And the Lord tears it apart. And so you can rebuild, but that's what you got to do. That's what you got to do. And so we need to understand our ruin will come quickly, and all our work, I mean, if we don't hear the Lord and build on the foundation, hear Christ and do what he says, our ruin will come quickly. We think we're sailing it. We got past it. No, it's going to come quickly, and all our work is just going to be fuel for the fire. See what I'm saying? But it's at the end. See, you, both people are building a house, okay, based on their view of the world and their faith. One doesn't have a foundation, one does. But the outcome doesn't come till here, and then it happens. They're both standing on their foundation. And then you can't pick who's standing. And the one who built out of the wood and, you know, things that are not of Christ becomes rubble. Now listen to this verse. And the one who's built it on Christ will stand. Will stand. Now I'm talking about the relationship. That they'll stand. They don't fall away. They don't fall. They'll stand because their heart's on Christ. Listen to this verse. This verse to me is just incredible. Habakkuk 2:13. And there really is a kind of connection where Habakkuk is asking a question like, God, what's going on? You know, you're letting all this disobedience go on. Are you ever going to deal with it? And Habakkuk 2:13, in context of building a house with no foundation and building a house on the foundation of Christ, Habakkuk 2:13 says this, has not the Lord Almighty determined. Now that's spooky. Has not the Lord Almighty determined that the people's labor is only fuel for the fire, that the nations exhaust themselves for nothing? You just look around the world and look at the non-Christian workings of the world, and God's going, you exhaust yourself for nothing. See? What all you're doing is just going to be fuel for the fire. He's not going to bless it. It's houses built on the sand with no foundation. All that house is just going to be fuel for the fire. It's only the one on the foundation of Christ that's going to stand. Amen? And that's what happened. That's the truth. It's a real positive, encouraging, oh God, you're showing us we can walk with you and doing supernatural things. However, it's a big warning if you don't. If you don't, you're not getting away with anything. Not getting away. And it's going to come due. The storm will come. The storm will come. So, here's the thing. As we start going 2019, what do we want to do? Whatever we do, we want to build our foundation on Christ. Okay? On Christ. Now, how do we do that? We just talk, what is God showing us? All right? Well, we look at the scriptures, we're praying, we're hearing from the Lord, we're hearing from God's saints, you know, and God is moving in our hearts. And then as we make those decisions, we have that foundation on Christ, and so we make those decisions based on Christ. Amen? Here's a great verse, 1 Corinthians 3:11. You notice I had 1 Corinthians 3, 11, 12, 13. Good chapter to read, 1 Corinthians 3. 1 Corinthians 3:11. For no one can lay a foundation other than that which was laid, that is Christ. And you see it all the time. You see it in different religions. You see it in different mindsets. You see it different, you know, or the way people approach their life. They're laying their whole foundation on this. All right? I'm just telling you, based on the scripture, the storm is going to come and it is going to turn to rubble. Only the foundation in which lasts is Christ. That's it. We know that. That's not to go and just judge it. It's just we know. This is for us to make our decision. By the way, it's not talking to the whole world because it's going to happen, all right, but he's saying those who hear. Those who hear. See, you know. You know what's happening. And so you need to make that decision for Christ. Oh my gosh. To hear it and not make that decision for Christ. So for 2019, for 2019, let us build on a rock. Let us build on a rock. And so, what's that rock? We'll keep it. God keeps it simple. This is it. Okay, here's all the stuff, and I got to do this. And no, let's just back up. Let's just back up and get the cornerstone. Let's get a rock, and then we'll take a step. Amen? Stand on that rock, let's just take a step. And here is that foundation. And it's John 3:16. This is the rock, and this is the foundation from which all things eternal must be built. And we've said this before. You're going to share with somebody. Don't talk to them. They're building their house. Don't tell them where to put the windows and the fireplace is bad and the doors need to be here and, you know, they need to do new floor covering. No, that's not the issue. Because it's not making a difference. What they put up there is going to fall apart. See, all you tell them is about the foundation. And once they understand the foundation, which is this, God so loved the world, he gave his only son that whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. And if they believe that, then they're on that solid foundation, and they'll build a nice house. See, that's okay, we can build. And then you talk about their windows and their doors and the furnishing and what pictures are hung. But if they don't have a foundation, it's just going to be fuel for the fire. And it's going to, great will be the fall of it. So, know what our foundation is. Know what our foundation is. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and you're saved. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. You know what that is? Good news. It's good news. That's the answer to every social problem. Right there. Don't talk about the other stuff. That's the answer. And if they don't go with that, you can't talk about the rest of it anyway. See, because we have the capacity to be what God wants us to do because Christ is in us and he's teaching us. Why are we trying to tell people to do what Christ said and they don't have Christ in them and they don't understand Christ? That'd make me mad. You know? No, you introduce them Christ. That's the foundation. That's our foundation. And then we build on that foundation. Amen? Hallelujah. 2019, year of good news. I just thank blessing and abundance based on the foundation. What's wrong with that statement? What if we run? When we run into a storm, it's not what, if, it's when we do, because the storms are coming. But what is our foundation? What are we going to stand on? We're going to stand on Jesus. Amen. And everything we're going to do is be based on who Jesus is, and we're going to build it on that. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you for your goodness. I thank you for your love. And Lord, I thank you for your word and just the reality that we have to have an eternal vision. We have to believe that you are who you say you are. We have to believe that you have loved us. God, we thank you that we didn't have to do anything to come to you. We just trust you in our weakness. We came to you and just trusted you. And you have forgiven us all our sins. And we thank you for that, God. We thank you that we are forgiven and we stand before you. And Lord, we thank you that you've given this scripture and you've created us to act like you. You've created us to show you forth. You've created us to show your love. And Lord, you be our teacher and you lead us individually. And so we just give thanks to you in the name of the Lord Jesus. Amen. Amen.